Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio. The world's, yes, most irreverent, entertaining, and cool internet talk radio station. And welcome to Friday at 11 Pacific Standard Time here in beautiful Los Angeles. Another great show for you. Kind of reached out a little bit this morning in social media to share with you what we're doing today, what we're helping you with today. And when I say we, I'll tell you about my guest in just a little bit. She's here live in the studio, which is awesome. And, you know, we're talking, of course, about relationships and helping y'all out. Men and women, primarily women in this day and age. Lots of things going on here in Los Angeles with dating and relationships. You know, guys, if you were a fly in my office, you'd say, Just go shoot yourself, Michelle. Just say good luck and bye-bye. It's Los Angeles. It's a different society. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. But let's talk studies. Some of my friends have said, I want more empirical evidence. So I just wanted to start off by talking about a 75-year study. And it's supposedly one of the longest-running longitudinal studies of human development. Harvard. Yeah. And the researchers uncovered one true key to happy existence. What do you think it is, guys? No, not money. No, not the Ferrari. not the trophy wife. Yeah, I know you guys out there are going, love. We're talking about love. And lead researcher Dr. George Valiant even concluded that relationships are the only thing that really matters. So he said there's two essential ingredients to a happy and fulfilling life, and one is love, and the other is finding a way of coping with life that does not push love away. So many of us may be unsurprised that science would back something that we all sense within our hearts, right? I mean, right? But, you know, the deal is most folks find it difficult to develop and sustain a loving, fulfilling relationship. And, yeah, we all struggle with fears of intimacy and closeness. And so we do training and we see therapists and all that. So a lot of patients who come to my office who are single or sort of single, maybe just getting out of a relationship, talk about relationship issues, why they have the problems, why they can't find someone special. And what I hear a lot of the time is that they're really fearful of getting back into a relationship because they have trust issues for being hurt in the past. We all have trust issues, right? Let's blame it on mommy and daddy. Sure, go for it. Feels good. Might as well. So today I'm going to be talking about finding out how to move you from fear to love in relationships with my in-studio guest, Sophie Venable. Sophie, oh, that's the right mic. There
you
go.
Am I on?
You're on, girl.
I'm so on. I don't know if I'm on. I can't hear myself.
Let me pop up your volume.
Oh, okay.
Pop it up.
Hello, everybody.
Nice to have you.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yay. Sophie.
You can hear me, though, right?
Yeah, I can hear you well. So you're on, and I see your audio.
Fabulous.
I see your audio popping, girl.
Thank you.
That's good.
I'm popping.
It's popping. Yeah, it's bumping here. But it's so nice to have you here again. It's been a while. It's been like 3 years or something.
Yeah, at least a couple of years. Yes, 3 years, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
By the way, just to let you know what's up, and Sophie can tell you more about herself, but she's been coaching women and many people, but primarily women, in career goals, communication, and relationships for over 15 years. Mm-hmm. And you hold a master's degree in marriage family therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're a certified professional coach and author of the book that we talked about 3 years
yes.
ago. It was amazing. It's MYLF 101, which stands for Make Your Life Fabulous.
And it's a little play on words, MILF 101. Yeah.
I love it. I think it's great. But anyway, so, and you've written some amazing other things and books, and you're also doing a lot of appearances in a workshop. And we're going to be talking about, you know, your day. You're having a one-day workshop.
I'm having a one-day workshop, mm-hmm. yes, in Glendale, California at
great.
The Alex Theater.
Okay.
I was inspired to take a leap and do my first large-scale workshop.
Nice.
And I'm really excited about having this conversation with people. You know, there's so much. You know, you could do a week-long workshop on this stuff, but
yeah.
I've chosen
nice.
To sort of narrow it down to, you know, what to look for and what to nurture in
yes.
relationship, which are actually the same thing. And so,
that's true.
That's yeah.
true, honey.
So it really is for singles, couples, men, women, polys. Anybody who loves is welcome.
Oh, that's
over
great.
18, though, because it's a adult
yeah.
conversation.
Well,
you
sure.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, I do, honey.
I'm rather yeah. candid in my
I love your presentation.
Discussion.
You're fun, and you are, so. You know, you keep it real, which is great.
I do.
So I love it. You know, people can
yeah.
really relate.
And yeah, then, I think what people tend to appreciate in my delivery is that I am spiritual, and I am,
yeah.
you know, it
yeah.
can be, you know, we're talking about moving from fear to love. What the hell does that mean, right?
Yes.
But at the same time, you know, you can't just go on to, up to a mountaintop and meditate for 2 years and come
no.
down and meet Prince Charming. And you might, but then
right.
will that relationship work, right?
Right?
What does that look like?
Exactly.
Relating.
Right.
Right?
You
got to
learn how to relate.
That is the question, you
yes.
know?
Exactly. And we're also going to be talking about how guys... women out there, how you can sign up for the 8-week intensive mentorship. And this is actually for single women
mm-hmm.
that you're going to
yes.
be doing.
Yes, attracting loving, healthy, committed, sexy relationships.
Yeah.
That is my jam.
Yeah,
I love helping
girl,
women with
it.
That. And the men, I just want to say the men who date the women I work with are
yes.
very smiley.
That, see?
They're very
okay,
happy
whoops,
men.
Whoops, we
yeah.
just popped up some more listeners on the... on the computer, there's some text
yeah.
going on. You got to hear this. This one, yeah. we got to find out how to find these women who are making me happy. So, going to make me happy. So, yeah. So, let's see.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start about the, you know, your workshop. And
oh, okay.
It focuses mainly on helping women with finding healthier relationships. So, so what are some of the topics or ideas or help?
In the 8-week mentorship?
That you help women with.
Okay.
That you're going to use in the workshop as well.
Okay.
Before they start trying to find a decent relationship in their life.
Right.
So what are the basics that you give women in order to help them get started on finding a decent
person?
The first step
that I do in work, and all of my information, you know, comes with actual live personal coaching and such.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So, of course, you know, when you take this information and then you apply it to your real life situation. But the first couple steps really are about looking at your perspective of being single and looking at your perspective of dating, right? And then working on owning that and reframing it. Really understanding where it comes from, like
mm-hmm.
you were sort of joking about blaming your parents or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not about blame. It's
right.
just about owning
yeah.
the messages,
mm-hmm.
right? It's just about
exactly.
going, oh, those are the messages that I've received. That's
right.
the voice in my head because
right.
whatever you're experiencing in your life and in your relationships is actually just a mirror of what's going on inside you.
It's true.
And,
I
you
agree,
know, that's a
honey.
Giant
yeah.
concept, right, that we're going to
yeah,
be we're gonna be working on at the workshop
sure.
and that I work on with women all the time. And it's a challenging concept, right, because you're saying that it's my fault that
yeah.
he betrayed me.
Right.
Well, what I would ask you is
yeah.
how were you betraying yourself in that relationship?
Right. Exactly.
That's what
lovely.
I would ask you.
No, that's exactly, that's lovely.
So and when yeah. you betray yourself in relationship, by the way, nobody will ever turn around and thank you.
That's exactly right.
That is what my spiritual teacher taught yeah. me that I will never forget.
That's a good one. So, you know, you're saying explore yourself, have some self-insight,
yes.
and
yeah.
own it, and
mm-hmm.
be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we beat up on ourselves a lot, don't
sure.
we, for sort of messing things up or not being aware of sort of the projection that we're using and things like that.
And that's where you have to move yeah. into love
yeah.
around that, right?
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
And that's
absolutely.
then the next step would be getting intentional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting intentional. Not just this, you were talking about how it's so hard to date in LA
mm-hmm.
and And date, you know, we're dating online and we've got so much choice, right?
Yeah,
so
we
that
do.
We just kind of work with whatever comes through our filter, but we don't create our filter.
It's really true.
You know, you gotta magic up your filter.
That's
you
right.
Know? Yeah. And then, you know, you're trying to make it work from there, and then you beat yourself up for not making a square peg fit in a round hole,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And
exactly.
So you're adding to the story.
Right.
You know?
No, it's so true. And I think self-forgiveness is a huge part of it as well. But mm-hmm. understanding why you do the things you do, which is something we'll be talking about a little bit, self-sabotaging, mm-hmm. which I think we've all done at certain times. Don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of, in a sense, it's sort of everything that goes wrong is self-sabotage,
yeah, yeah.
in a sense.
Yeah.
I mean, and then there's the question of, is it really wrong?
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, how, or is it just life? I mean, are we supposed to have this, like, even
exactly.
trajectory of every single thing in our life going right? You
nope.
know?
It's all about lessons and what we can learn. And we're always learning. I mean, we always are. It's a process. And, you know, in our relationships, if we are okay and we can sustain them for a lot of years, mm-hmm. you know, gosh, we learn all the time from them. And and that's what's really awesome. Some people come into my office, they're in their 30s, you know, and they say, well, when am I going to finally learn? And I said, oh, it's a process. I know that's a cop-out.
Yeah.
That's like a therapist thing, but it's like, well, what did you learn from this last problem you had?
Well, but again, you know? That is sort of the mindset of... I'm 32. I should know how to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or
right.
I go to yoga and I love myself. Don't get me started on the whole if you can't find love until you love yourself thing. The semantics of that drive me crazy. I could talk about it for a week.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true, but it's how have you ever loved anybody who didn't love themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, me too. So. Okay, theory squashed, right?
Right.
So it's not, your self-love process is a lifelong process.
Exactly.
This is a lifelong journey. And all of your relationships, friendships, everything, family relationships, they all add to that journey.
Yeah, they do.
They all teach you along that journey of self-love or realizing that you are love.
Exactly. It's so true. Yeah. And a lot of folks learn, and I don't mean to bring up the parents again, but I think, you know, it's our original identification.
That's a big karmic relationship. Let's bring up the
totally
parents. It's important.
Is. But it's true. It is, honey. But I think a lot of us learn sometimes if we have, you know, trouble when we're growing up. We see a lot of arguing or we see a lot of issues or whatever mm-hmm. role we play in our family with our parents mm-hmm. or divorce or whatever. I think some of us learn, I don't want to be like that, so I'm going to get my act together. And others just sort of mirror or repeat that because that's all they know. You know?
Sure, sure. That's what you know love to be, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is normal. And
right.
why wouldn't you choose that? And what an amazing opportunity to live through some of that and then realize, oh, I actually have choice.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like love to me, actually. This would feel like love to me. Let me get intentional about that. And then the terrifying thing is that you got to leave the situation that you're in.
Right.
Right?
That's scary.
Everything we do that's maladaptive in relationship or mm-hmm. that's self-betraying or other betraying is all about fear. It's all about fear of rejection mm-hmm. and fear of being alone.
Mm-hmm.
Or I shouldn't even say being alone because you can be totally alone in a relationship. But fear
True.
Of not being, quote, partnered. Externally.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. I think that's really true.
So everything actually stems from operating from fear.
Mm-hmm. It does. And it's from so many different things. It's from being, you know, hurt in the past and, you know, we have our survival mm-hmm. mechanisms.
And
so,
the good news is you can learn. You can
exactly.
learn your self-love journey operating
right.
from love and gratitude and appreciation. You actually can.
Right.
But that's sort of, we've sort of trained ourselves to think like, I'm just only going to learn this through suffering. You can
right.
learn it
yes.
from love and
yes.
faith, if you want to call it
right,
that, and appreciation
right.
and patience and gratitude and all of those vibrations. Oh, love.
Exactly, honey. And you do deserve, I know that sounds like, you know, something from Goodwill Hunting. It's not your fault. I'm going to shake you, but
right.
you do deserve. You deserve to be happy.
Well,
you know,
you don't deserve it.
That.
You don't deserve it anymore. or any less than anybody else.
That's it.
It is what it is.
That's right.
Right? Like your like karma, the thing that I've learned is that karma is not personal and it's not moral. It is simply an energetic fact. It is just, it is a spiritual, non-physical version of the physical law that for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction.
In this universe now.
Yes. In our playing field.
Right, right.
Right, in our playing field, right? Yeah. So, I mean, we'll be here all day if we get too far outside. If we get too far out of this dimension, Michelle.
We're going to stay into the how to get a good relationship love zone here.
Well, okay, so we're going to take all that and we're going to make it super practical.
No, exactly. No, but I hear what you're saying and I'm with you on that. I think. And it's also, you know, if we want to go scientific, it's also based on, you know, cues that we pick up from old brain survival mechanisms.
Yes.
Somebody's reaching out, giving, loving, kindly. There really are, you know, energetic processes going on in physics. And it is based on survival of the fittest and procreating the species and old brain stuff, you scientists out there. But there really is a lot going on with that. And you know, chemically, I mean, there's pheromones. And we really have to vibe with the right person.
Sure.
There's no...
That oxytocin, man, it'll get you every time.
I tell you. that's right. There's no formula. You know, I was talking to someone last week about how can I go, I'm very shy, how can I go to a club and meet a woman who I'm attracted to? Here's the breakdown. Number one, you wear these clothes. Number two, you use this body language. Number three, you walk this way. You use a pickup line. Number four, it's like, no. You be you. You chill out. You be comfortable. The whole vibe is just relaxing and being comfortable and being yourself. And if somebody doesn't like the way you're dressed, or they don't like what you drive, or they don't like how you approach them, they don't like that you're too talkative or too shy or too anxious or whatever, cool. You don't want to be with someone who's not okay with who you are, is what I say.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and all of those, and all of that, you know, attracting energy,
yes,
all of that. It's amazing when someone... It's amazing how magnetic someone is when they're in love and not in fear.
Mm.
It's incredible, right?
That's well said.
And it's, you know, it's like I wish I could, like, bottle it.
Yes. You know? There you go.
Because if, you know, for anybody that's experienced it, you know that when you step out of your fear and you stop worrying about what everybody thinks and you really just, you just get in your skin,
mm-hmm,
and you just are, and you're so grounded, and you're just right there, and
it's true.
Flock.
Yep, they sure do. They do flock.
Yeah.
And you say, whoa, what's different?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you lowered your resistance to fear.
Mm-hmm.
that's different.
Right.
And you're being yourself, and people are picking up on that and feeling comfortable with you. So
that's
the way it goes usually, guys and girls, for all of you listening. By the way, you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio. You're on the couch with my special guest, Sophie Venable, and she is a licensed marriage family mm-hmm therapist.
No, I'm not licensed. I am a certified professional coach with a master's in marriage and family therapy.
Okay. Well, you know what?
I just have to clarify because I don't want anybody at the BBS getting mad at me.
That's right. At the BBS.
That's the Board of Behavioral Sciences.
Yeah.
Michelle and I are basically nerding out. We're like psychology nerds right
now. Yeah, we are. We totally are. Exactly. We do that. We nerd out.
We're like, oh, let's talk about relationships. It'll be fun.
I know. That's what we're doing.
I'm renting a whole theater to do that. I'm such a nerd.
I think you should. Let's talk about that for a little bit, too. We're going to, you know, talk about your one-day workshop and also your 8-week intensive mentorship for single women.
That's a really cool thing. I'm excited.
So the one-day workshop, once again, mm-hmm, is coming up very soon.
Mm-hmm. February 3rd, Saturday, mm-hmm, February 3rd from 10 mm-hmm to 6 at the Alex Theater in Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
Check-in is at 9. You can find it on lovingontheedgeworkshop.com and lovingontheedgeworkshop.com. And it's going to be a great day. There's even going to be music. I'm going to sing some jazz standards for you.
God, that's amazing. How long have you been singing jazz?
I started singing jazz when I was 16.
No way.
Because my dad needed a singer.
Yeah.
I mean, I was doing musical theater and stuff, you know, from the time I was about 9 or 10. And
wow, I'm so
and
impressed.
So he taught me, you know, Misty and Blue Moon, and you know, and he was a sax player, and he and his piano player friend would go to like the Elks Lodge and stuff. So yeah, I was like Molly Ringwald, you know, like I would go to these smoky bars at 16 and like and just sing a few songs. You know, it was fun. I had about like I had maybe like 10 songs in my repertoire or whatever, but then I really did a lot of musical theater, and then I'll make this brief, but. If you know who Marty and Elaine are, Marty and Elaine have been at the Dresden Room for 36 years.
Oh, wow.
And Michelle, if you are in Los Angeles, you cannot not see Marty and Elaine at the Dresden Room. They are there Tuesday through Sunday. They've been there 36 years. They were featured in the movie Swingers.
Wow.
And they are phenomenal people. And I had the great honor of being asked to be one of their Wednesday night singers.
Oh,
so
man.
Every
How
two to,
fun.
It is so much fun. It is purely for joy. So for about 3 years now, every 2 to 3 months, I go in and I have a Wednesday night from 10:30 to 1 in the morning where I sing with them. And
that
we do about 15,
so
20
cool.
songs, and it's super casual and fun. And the place is the same as it was in 1959.
Isn't that the best?
It's fantastic.
Right?
You gotta come.
Walk into a time zone.
And my next gig there is February 14th.
Cool.
Day.
So folks can see. So. How fun is that?
I know it.
Oh, girl. I'm so glad you're doing that. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm coming to hear you. I really want to hear you because I love jazz.
Oh, it's
and
so much fun.
It's just the best.
You know, it really grounds me. And for the first time in my life, I'm singing, well, again, in love and not feel like really not worried about whether I'm doing it so right. You know,
there you go.
And I think that's what like kind of singing that music just sort of fits in my voice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It fits me, you know, and that's why I'm, you know, it's timeless.
Yes.
And matters of the heart are timeless.
I can't wait to come and hear you. So. That's awesome. See, I want to be Diana Krall.
Oh my God!
You know, I want to be her. Okay?
Nancy Wilson is my spirit animal.
Man,
she's
awesome.
So magnificent
she
and brilliant in every way.
She is. See, you got to find your passion, guys. It brings you joy. That's it. Find your passion, and also now moving back, you're going to have the 8-week mentorship for single women.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, when is that happening? And
what
is that about? You're sort of helping women.
Like I said, you know, we work on your point of view of dating, your point of view of being single, all that. We work through some of the personal stuff. Then we get super clear on what you want. Like, we really work on that vision of what you want and really allowing yourself to be brave enough to focus on what you want. And then there's actually, I do a segment on what I call the onion, which is getting to know the layers of people. And that's like we talk about like that outside layer and then the familial layer and then the interpersonal layer, which is like how all that familial beliefs and stuff works in your relating, right, in your relationships. And then we talk about the intimate layer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really and we work through that so that if and when someone does, because honestly, once you get to week three, it's crazy. Like, it's kind of spooky. You start meeting people. And now it's like, okay, how do you slow your roll? How do you not rush? How do you get to know the layers of somebody?
Right.
I always tell people, you don't know somebody at a minimum until you know them 3 months. I mean, at a minimum. Okay.
I agree.
So you're uncovering these layers of the onion. And if you sleep together, you know the outside layer and a little bit of the inside layer, and you start ignoring all of the signs that come in those interior layers, right?
Exactly.
And then I also teach something I call the dance, because I believe that this, if we could all just look at dating and the relationship between men and women and the masculine and the feminine, and we all have both masculine and feminine energy, okay?
Yes.
If we can look at that as a dance and not a game.
Right.
Right? Go out, kick ass in the world, be everything you want to be.
Right.
But when it comes to romance, right?
Mm.
When it comes to romance, which is you can't sign up for a monogamous relationship where that's the only place you're going to get any romance and then say romance is not important.
Right.
Okay.
No,
so
exactly. It's
when
true.
It comes to romance, you're holding each other hostage if you
exactly.
do, right?
Yeah.
So when it comes to romance, you gotta kind of pick, right? Am I gonna be in the receptive feminine? Are you gonna be in the leading male? Am I masculine?
Right.
Am I gonna let you be? And this is even in a same-sex partnership, okay?
Right.
So let them lead.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Let them be your man. It's like, God, it's so sexy. And it's
so fun.
It's
right.
fun.
Yes.
This is why we do this.
Yes, it's
right?
true. I mean, there is. And there's no, I mean, you, it, hey, it's the way it is. With the brain, the male, female brain. We're different for a reason, folks. We need the yin yang.
Well, even if it's
all good.
Even if, let's say, it's a same-sex partnership or the woman is more has a stronger, healthy masculine or something like that, and it works for you guys. Like,
right,
whatever.
Right,
I mean, I've seen.
Exactly.
I've interviewed well over 100 couples.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of things. And so it's not even like the primitive man brain and female brain. It's literally energy. It's like David Data talks about polarity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I really don't care what it is. If you don't have polarity, you're not going to have attraction.
Exactly.
And so there comes a time. Oh, I'm going to get a little sidetracked here. But I believe that one of the reasons that role-playing, BDSM, Dom Sub, why that's in our culture so people are so receptive to that conversation is because we're so confused about our roles outside that we're like, okay, well, maybe in our romantic relationship, we can do this.
Yes.
I'll be you and you be me and we'll do this and you'll be in charge and I'll be... And we can relax into those roles,
right?
And so that's right. So that's why I think that's being embraced as much as it is, because we crave, we desire, being wanted and being sexual and being sensual.
Absolutely.
And having that polarity and that attraction. So
yeah, we need it. We really do.
So I talk about the man-woman dance, and then I talk about what I'm going to focus on in my workshop, which is the AAA relationship.
Okay.
So
and what is that's the AAA that
that's
you're
the
talking
AAA.
About.
I mean,
love
it's
it.
Not it's not the
cool.
most romantic name, but you know, when you're distilling what you know into a curriculum, you got to chunk information,
that's it,
right, Michelle?
That's right. That's the guidebook. You got to do it, girl.
You
it's
do
whatever
it, right?
works.
It's how we
no,
learn.
No, it's really good.
So,
and you're good at what you do, and people really like you because they can relate.
Well, thank you.
No, you
Michelle's
keep it
the
real.
Best. She's so supportive.
No, you're good, honey. You keep it real. That's what I love.
So
it's true. So let's. You know, I just.
So that's
always,
the program. I'll finish that thought. The 8-week program includes coaching.
Nice.
You know, personal private coaching, email contact, Facebook group private. You know, all kinds of things. I help you with your dating profile. I mean, it is like. You
Perfect.
Are served.
Yes, baby, you are served. What's the best way folks can find out about that and get the tickets?
The best way folks can find out about that is to make an appointment with me on SophieLetsTalk.com.
Love it.
I don't have a lot of appointments available right now because I'm prepping for the workshop, but more appointments will become available in February, and the course is going to start up again in February.
Nice.
And you can start on any given Friday. So, So SophieLetsTalk.com, you make an appointment for a clarity call. We will go over what's not working in your dating life, what you want in your romantic life, and what it's going to take to get there, and if I'm a good fit for you or not.
Okay.
So it's a really valuable call either way.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. That sounds great.
All right.
Okay. Now, talking about intimacy and, you know, getting to know people and all that, and you were talking about the onion.
The onion.
We all peel the onion.
Yes.
But the thing is that you're right. On the outside, it's more of the just kind of what we present to the world out there. And also, one of the most common things I hear, you know, from women is I'm out there dating, screening, coffee dates, drinking dates. Don't do the drinking dates. Don't meet him at his place. Just meet him in public. Just...
Set yourself up for success.
Yeah.
Don't get hammered.
Exactly. And the thing is that don't get hammered is right. I've had five marriages and I have a couple of kids that I need you to know about. Okay, sex.
Yeah.
We all need it. We all want it. Okay,
I love
we get attracted. We want a relationship. You know, and a lot of young women say, when should I start sleeping with him? It's like, oh, come on. You know, the thing is. And
doesn't matter.
And it doesn't matter. And if it feels good and the chemistry is right, but a lot of times what I hear is, oh, I feel like such a slut. Why? Because on the second date we got drunk and, you know, we had sex. And, and now he's not texting me or responding to my texts. Let's see. 3 days later he's saying, hey, what's up? What you doing tonight? It's Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. am I a booty call? Should I not have had sex with him? So this is what I hear a lot of. And I'm going, oh, man. I you know, my thing is, you got to check it out. If you want to have sex, if you want to feel good, if that's what you want, that connection, and you just want to do it, go for it. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to set up a relationship, try to get to know the guy a little bit better. Because if you start bonding, and men do bond, of course, with women,
yeah,
sexually.
But they get more dopamine than oxytocin. So it's like they get all these feel-good chemicals, but they don't get the bonding and trust chemicals.
Hence the word dope.
Yeah, right? Hey, we get it too. I'm a little dopey after sex.
So. I want to clean the house. What's up with that? Is that
you're all energized. Oh, that's nice.
That's like a, that's adrenaline. It's like, what the heck is that about?
Could you have sex somewhere nearby my house so that then you can clean my house when you're done? That would be really convenient. Like, Doc Michelle's post-coital cleaning
service.
She's
so happy.
So I'll tell you what I've talked to a lot of men about this as well.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I'm sure you do too. I know plenty of people. I mean, I had sex on my second date.
Yeah.
We're in our 10th year together, so I'm still a booty call.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way. So, no, I'm kidding. He's totally my spiritual partner. what was I going to say? And, you know, first date, second date, third date, whatever. I do think it's a little bit different now because of the dating climate that has kind of evolved. And so, but here's where I think the conflict lies. I think you have to be in love with, and we will talk about what I mean when I'm saying that, you have to be in acceptance and allowance and in love with your desire for sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Exactly.
When you're in resistance to it, right, now you're going to be sort of do it because you want to, and then you say you did it because you wanted a relationship. You don't have sex. There's one reason to have sex.
Right. Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Because you want to.
Right.
Okay?
Just want to feel good.
All sex is casual.
Right. Right.
In the beginning.
Yes.
Okay? I mean, if you're going to have sex on the first, second, third, fourth, you know, whatever date, it's still pretty casual unless spoken otherwise.
Right.
And this is my little PSA, public service announcement.
Right.
Let me explain to you how empowering condom use is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have sex, knock yourself out, have a good time, use condoms.
Yes.
All right? I won't even go into the fact that you are actually bonding a little less because of them. But also, you are protecting yourself. You're setting a boundary. You're saying, I'm not signed up for you. You're saying, I could be sleeping with other people. Okay? And if you want to claim me, go ahead. And this is not a game. This is a dance. This is you owning your shit. Okay?
Protecting yourself.
You're protecting yourself.
Exactly.
Now, guess what? Guess what? When somebody says, God, I hate condoms, you go, oh.
Okay.
Did you want to be monogamous?
That's right.
Huh? Are you feeling that way? Are you cool? And we can be monogamous. Are we keeping our profiles up or not?
Right.
You can be monogamous and keep your profiles up.
Right.
I did that for quite a while, actually. So, but that's how if you want to have the conversation, use condoms.
That's right.
And please do not assume that if you have sex with somebody, he is your boyfriend. And also, don't assume that if you've had sex with somebody and you notice that he's checking out other people's profiles, that he's not into you.
Right.
Guys do not sign up after one date.
Right. Exactly.
Nor should you. Please value your exclusivity the way that they do.
That's exactly right.
All right? And
no,
that's how you're
going
to get to know each other in appreciation instead of entitlement and fear and resistance.
Right. And I think that's a lot of what goes on with a lot of young women these days. In your office, in my office. I mean, I just see it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
it's
the social media phenomenon too.
But you know what? They're also often, it's kind of a light bulb goes on when you explain oxytocin to them.
Exactly.
Oxytocin is the chemicals that's released during sex, more so for women than it is for men. And oxytocin is actually a trust and bonding hormone. It's actually released during childbirth, and and so it is a trust and bonding hormone specifically.
Exactly.
Right? And this is because you say, how could that girl date that con artist? You know why?
Yeah.
Oxytocin, my friend.
Blame it on the oxytocin. Just have some chocolate.
Yeah.
you know, eat some chocolate and call it a day.
Yeah.
And that's really good advice, though.
If you know that that bonding is too much for you and that it makes you want a relationship and makes you want to define the relationship right away, then yes, you're going to have to hold off on sex.
Oh, absolutely.
That's up to you.
Right.
You have to know that about yourself.
But the condom thing is so important because, I mean, how many STDs do you hear a week from women?
Bacteria-resistant gonorrhea, everybody.
Yeah,
can I scare you with that? What can I scare you with?
Yeah,
that's it. What can I scare you with? What?
Yeah,
and condoms work.
Oh, yeah.
They work.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, especially with the big stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know they do, honey.
All right.
Dr. Michelle.
Hit me with
here.
It. What else?
come on. Next. You're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle. That's me helping you out here with your relationships, along with my special guest, Sophie Venable. We're talking about her workshops, and it's kind of helping people move from fear to love and finding relationships and mentoring single women. And we're talking about dating and relationship help and that kind of thing today. And we're just sort of, you know, putting it out there and giving you some stuff that you can learn by, hopefully, and that you can really retain after this. And of course, you can get in touch with Sophie if you have any questions or would like to go to her evening performance. It's like a performance, but it's also a workshop about relationships, and we'll talk about that again. And also her 8-week mentorship program, which is really great. So we're going to also talk, how can we distinguish? Now, this is the thing. A lot of times, okay, we covered the sex thing.
Yeah.
So, how can we distinguish real love, right? I've fallen for him. We're seeing each other. We're texting a lot. We're on the same page. We're so chemically on. We're just so, I don't know, I just feel different in this one. So, how can we distinguish real love and the real thing happening from a fantasy bond? So, what should we as women look for, in other words, in a partner to know that it's kind of a real guy, not a narcissist.
Give away my AAA relationship. Okay.
Let's give it away.
Well, okay, so here's the thing.
We don't have to.
All
do
bonds are a little bit fantasy bonds in the beginning, right? Just like we talked about.
They are.
Okay. So, how do you figure out if this wonderful bond with chemicals and adrenaline and all kinds of projection.
Oh, yeah.
Is real. Well, here's how. Okay. What I have found in my work is that, and in my life, is that almost all relationship issues can come back to three things. And that is authenticity, allegiance, and awe. And awe is the passion. And, because if you're saying, oh my God, this is so great, but what's happening is that to keep it so great, you actually can't be yourself, or you can't say things, or it's so great, but you have to turn a blind eye to this. You can't be courageous enough in that relationship. You don't feel safe enough in that relationship to let him be authentic.
Yes.
And you don't feel safe enough to be authentic, right? You're loving from fear and not love.
Right. Exactly.
So to be in love, let's say, non-fantasy love. And then the other piece of it is this person on my side? That's
right.
What allegiance means.
Right.
I didn't use the word alliance, even though it's a prettier word, because alliance sort of indicates always agreeing.
Right. Exactly.
So
right.
Allegiance to me says more, we can disagree, but I will be on your side the best that I can, even if I'm over here thinking you're being an idiot. So, and it doesn't mean this, fuck you, you should love me no matter what. You're supposed to love me unconditionally.
Right.
Love is not conditional.
That's
love
right.
is, by its very nature, unconditional. But relationships are conditional, my friends.
That's right. No, exactly.
And am I going to love you
that's right.
from a distance?
Yes.
Or am I going to love you in a daily life partnership?
Exactly.
That is the question.
Right.
And it's a huge... That's the difference. And in fact, you can have a real love situation
yes.
and still not be life partners.
Right.
There's a video going viral right now with a woman who's talking about this man that was 10 years younger than her and she loved him so much that she had to leave him, and she ended up magically sort of introducing him to his love, and she fucking loved him that much.
So much that she was
she didn't
cool
want to keep
about,
him from having children.
She wanted him to be happy.
That's
it. That's
like,
what,
I
you
get
know.
Goosebumps.
I know.
So
good.
So that is the difference, right?
Yes.
And then you have to look at because that fantasy love, we're usually not questioning the awe, the passion at that point. But here's the thing. The authenticity and the allegiance, that's how you build the fuel.
Yes.
That becomes the fuel, the big logs.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
right.
For the fire.
Yeah, it's really true.
And then I explain more. I'll explain
no, it's true, though.
But I'll be going on forever if I talk about that, because I talk about how you keep passion alive. But if you are love in love, right? If love is an energetic vibration, the highest vibration, and we are love in love, we are vibrating light, basically. If we are that, then if you are in love with someone, I invite you to think of it as opposed to a feeling, as thinking of it as like a place where you, from which you can be loving, meaning compassionate, mm-hmm. patient,
yes.
appreciative, all those things, right?
Exactly.
As opposed to loving from a place of, we've bonded, we've had sex, we've said we're dating.
Right.
I can't be authentic. You can't be authentic because if I say what I really want, you're going to leave.
Right.
And that is why my workshop is called Loving on the Edge.
Exactly.
Because if you can love from a place where you're not relating based on the fact that you're afraid of being abandoned, because one, adults can't abandon other adults, and two,
true,
right?
It's really true,
and or alone or somehow defined in society as single and whatever that means to you.
If so
you
huge.
Can,
so
if
huge.
You can love from that place of choosing each other every day.
Mm-hmm.
That
exactly.
shit can last forever.
That's exactly right. That's no,
you,
it's true.
That kind of love will last you into lifetimes.
That's really true.
Right?
And the you know, a lot of the underlying things that you and I both teach, you know, it's communication.
Yeah.
Learning when to zip it and allow and listen and don't use command statements. You statements. You need to. You are. No name calling, no contests in your relationship. It's not a contest.
No.
Well, back then, lose the past. Stop bringing up the past and the negative experiences that happened. Be fresh now.
Mm-hmm.
And
stay current, stay concrete.
Stay current. And also, the thing is respect. If you don't respect that person, you get the hell out of that relationship. If you do not have that deep understanding of why this person is doing certain things, and you just don't really like a huge portion of what they're doing in terms of their moral choices, let's just say, or if they have substance abuse issues, or you've tried to help them enough and you've tried to bolster their life, you know what, you deserve better. We were talking about deserving a little bit earlier, and I really do. I mean, you're right. No one deserves anything more than anyone else. But we
but
all
not
deserve,
any less either.
Not any less. We all deserve to be happy.
It is
we
what it is.
We all deserve the goodness that will make our lives better. And if it's not feeling well, if you're holding on to long-term resentments in your relationship with someone, either you go to a therapist like Sophie and you get, or me, and you get it worked out, you get your worked out and find out why you feel the way you do and you talk. Or you just say, I'm tired of hanging on. Why am I hanging on to this? Mm-hmm. Desperation?
Well, our purpose here is to move into the light, right? Our purpose here is to be in love and
hopefully,
to expand, right?
Yeah.
If the universe is expanding, we're souls that are expanding in the universe, and you're in the light, and your partner is in their addiction and in the dark, and you're begging them to come out, right?
Yes.
Eventually, you start spending so much in the dark.
Mm.
Oh, trying
to
beg them to come out into the light. You've now spent half your life in the dark.
You pull yourself down to their energy level.
Just by trying. And so it becomes your own addiction and your own enabling. The addiction for you is in the enabling.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So guess what? You're both in the dark.
That's right.
So
yeah.
So sometimes it's terrifying.
It is.
But you got to take that leap and you got to move into the light and you got to say, I'm going to love you from over here.
That's right. And allow, that's one of my favorite words, allow you
allowing
to do what you need to do
everything
for your journey, for yourself. But I can no longer be pulled into that energy.
Mm-hmm.
I can no longer do this with you because I get to have a life too and be happy and not. That's your choice. And that, you know, these are legitimate reasons for folks to leave relationships.
Sure.
You know, so I think, you know, we have to protect ourselves in so many sense. Oh, good. We have 5 minutes left. This is good. So talking about the dating scene right now, what do you think about the online stuff going on? Do you think it's... Okay, let me give you an example. Young men come into my office and they have dating apps. And they say, what do you think of these women? I'm going, really? Do I really?
What do I think of her picture?
What do I think of it? That's it. I mean, I'm like, and I actually went through, I said, show me the process of the way you select women to this 27-year-old gentleman. Show me. Sit yeah. together. Sit together on my couch. And he goes, okay, here we go. Zoom, 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 zoom. Left, left, left.
It's the jam
left,
experience.
Left, left, right. left, left. Mm-hmm. I'm going, whoa, waha, hold, wait a minute. Look at that lovely woman. Wait, what is wrong with you? Jeez, what is wrong with you? She's gorgeous. She's like, nope, she's not a 10. Okay, what are you looking for? I want to fall in love.
Oh.
I want to find that I want to find that 10 that I am so... Oh, come on.
That
give me a break.
Is why men need to come to my workshop. And I'll tell you.
No, right.
I'll tell you.
No,
and
it's
because,
true.
Because here's the thing. He
good setup.
Totally has a right to want someone that floats his boat. Totally.
And
okay?
Why, Dr. But Michelle, do I keep question. Getting rejected when I swipe right?
Right?
Why don't they answer me back? Well, because they have 5 million other
guys doing
matches
it.
Go, yeah.
And it's that whole
yeah.
jam experiment, which
sure.
you can explain
it
on
is.
Another thing.
Yeah.
When there's too many choices, we don't make any choices.
No.
So here's the thing. Men do not think about what it means to be happy in relationship.
No.
What terrifies me is that your 27-year-old client is going to turn 30, and he's going to go, oh, shit, I'm an adult. And whoever he's dating, he's going to marry. Not because he's in love with
right.
her.
Exactly.
But because he's like, oh, I'm supposed to get married now.
Right.
And I want somebody, I need an adulting partner. I heard mm-hmm. somebody say that once too. And I was like, oh,
oh
I
boy.
Get it. I totally get it. But that kind of makes me want to vomit.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So
yeah.
Men, I'm telling you, in one day, we can get you so intentional and understanding what it is that you want. And I'm telling you, because mm-hmm. when you
I
get
agree.
Intentional about wanting mm-hmm. about what you want in relationship,
yep.
everything shifts. So my opinion about online dating, since I met
yes.
the love of my life on Match.com, and I know people have been married off Tinder, is that it is online meeting.
Yes.
Okay? It's online meeting. It's
right.
online dating.
Exactly.
Stop dating online.
Right.
Just meet people or not.
Exactly.
Because if you're intentional about what you want, okay, you can meet that person online at the market, as
yes.
they say in the East Coast. Online and
that's right.
or online on the interwebs. So
that's right.
So use it as a tool.
Yep.
Not a fucking video game.
No, exactly.
Those are not avatars.
No,
those
they are
not. Human beings.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
and that's
exactly
what
right.
that's what Aziz Ansari says in Modern Romance. Try to remember
mm-hmm.
those are people.
That's exactly
okay?
right.
Okay. So
they're
slow
people.
Down.
Slow. Yes.
Get
Take
intentional
your time.
And the right. profile
right.
will come in front of you.
Yes, exactly.
And I know that's a little bit of magical thinking, but I promise you, if you're intentional, something's going to click in your head. The sparkle in that person's eye is going to come across in that photograph.
Right.
Or you're going to see them, and then you're going to run into them at a party and go, holy shit,
oh, yeah.
I think
there
I've
you
seen
go.
You.
That's exactly
That's
right.
how it happens.
Exactly.
So
it really does.
That's
take
how I feel about
Well
being
said.
It.
I agree with you, honey, 100%. I mean, it's really, take your time. It's not a game. You know, you're not playing Candy Crush.
That's right. No, these are humans.
And I know it is tedious. I know it's difficult, you know, taking time, having coffee clutches with new people. Right? It's a coffee clutch.
You do it right and it's fun.
You know, it is fun and that's right. And whatever you need to do.
Get intentional and you're going to have, if you get intentional, you're going to have 10 amazing choices.
That's right.
And then you'll be like, wow, well, this is kind of fun and crazy at the same time.
Exactly. So see the vibe. See what, you know, and if you're feeling too confused, it's like, well, I found someone who's really not here. Ooh, but I'm having, you know, brunch with someone Sunday. Go for it. Enjoy it. Take your time. Shop around and get the vibe.
Yeah.
And just that's right. And just sort of yeah, I mean the thing is take your time. And speaking about which, we're out of time.
We're out of
Sophie,
time.
Sophie, you're the best, honey.
No,
thank
you're
you
the best.
So much.
No, you are.
So guys, check it out. Sophie Venable, again, she's having a 1-day workshop and also she's going to be helping you moving love from fear. That's it.
Moving to love from fear, yes.
And finding out more about how you can sign up for an 8-week intensive mentorship for single women so you can find loving, healthy relationships. And your website again is?
For the clarity call, go to SophieLetsTalk.com.
Yep.
And for the workshop, go to LovingOnTheEdgeWorkshop.com. And
Perfect.
There will be tickets there. And if you want to get a VIP seating for regular price, use VIP friend as your coupon code.
Lovely. Sophie, you're the best. Thank you so much
for
being here. Always
me.
Fun. Please come more often.
Okay.
I'd like that. Done. Done.
Done.
All right, guys. Speaking about done, we have an amazing author coming up next week. Lessons from my relatives. Whoa. Do we really get lessons from our... Are they good? Are they bad? You're going to find out next week. Dr. Michelle here, and thanks for being on the couch. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you will be great for others. Have a good week. Bye-bye now.